Y'all may be seated. Sound good this morning, amen? Let me bring things up here. Today's message is called Hope and Strength After a Hard Year.
Amen, amen.
We've all had a hard year. You know, as I get older, how some years are harder than others.
Absolutely.
Right? We see this. So let's bow our heads and just prepare our hearts for the message. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just ask you to prepare our hearts for the message, Lord. I ask you to anoint each of these people here to receive it, Lord, but anoint me to be able to bring your words. We want them to be brought. And Lord, I just ask that it's led by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So when we look at tithes and offerings. We're excited. It's a new year.
Yes, I'm happy to be here. Give it to me.
I know, that's great.
Give it to me. I'm going to give it back.
Tithes and offerings. Some years harder than others, you know, and if we rely on the Lord, that makes our days a little bit easier. But most of us have struggled through, you know, a few of those bad years throughout our lives. You know, I know I had some really bad years, you know, but God brought me through them. But the kinds of years, like the past 2 years, with everything going on, just globally, everything that's going on, you know, those are the years that send us spiraling out of control. They really do. They wreak havoc on your lives, right? And I know each and every one of you this past year has done that. It has done that in one form or another. But we have to look. I put on Facebook the other day, instead of looking at the pain and the suffering in 2021, let's look at the blessings that God has brought for each and every one of us. We get so caught up into all the bad stuff that happened. I was so caught up in it when I put that on Facebook, I wrote 2020. My brother-in-law was like, "What?" And I'm like, "Oh, my bad. I had to go back and fix it to put 2021.
It has been 2 years, though.
It has, right. It has. You know, but hope and strength after a hard year is what we need, right, to move forward. Because our minds as human beings, we look at what we just came from. There's really no difference between Friday and Saturday.
That's right.
There's no difference. Our lives are still our lives. It's just a different year.
That's right.
It's just a different year. So we can't, there's some things we just can't erase in our lives, right? It's there, it happened, it's done. We just have to rely on God to keep us moving forward, to put one foot in front of the other. You know, and as we remember those hard years, you know, and there will be one that has always challenged you. And it was the hardest challenge of your life. There's always that one year that has been there. Whether it was 19, 20, 21, whatever, 1974. There's always that one year that has been there. But there's good news. Amen? 2021's over. Right? We can move forward. No difference. Just a year change. You know, but whatever we may walk through this life, you know, I'm constantly reminded, and I hope all you are too, of the one that holds all the broken pieces together and makes them fit again. The very one alone who is able to give us purpose through all the pain and bring great blessing through the awful mess. See, our lives are like a great big puzzle. You know, our grandkids love to build puzzles. They dump them out. Grand, can you help? Right? Or Pat, can you help? What happens when our life gets dumped out?
Jesus, can you help?
Jesus, can you help? Jesus is the one that puts our puzzle back together.
Yes, he does. Amen.
Our broken lives back together. Amen. But we so often forget that. Right? We battle and we battle and we battle. But the Holy Spirit reminded me today, it's not our battle. It's not our fight. It's God's fight against evil. We're his hands and feet on the ground, but we have to give it. We have to give it to him. Right? And God puts it back together, and he's the one who sent his only son into this messy, struggling, dark world so that we could have a chance to be free. So we can have a chance to be free. Amen?
Amen.
See, nothing ever remains the same in the world. Nothing. Things change. People move. Time goes by. Kids grow up. And we all will certainly experience deep or unexpected loss at some point along the way. I did a lot of funerals this year. And yesterday, went on a call. First call of the year. Somebody's going to have a funeral. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. We've not only suffered loss of loved ones this year, but of jobs and health, all kinds of stuff, right? It's what we lose. Hey, way to go, Pastor's wife.
Praise God the water.
But if we look back and reflect on the things that we lost and we keep those, we can't move forward. We can't move forward. We have to allow God to take those. We have to be able to heal from those losses. And if we take them upon ourselves, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. You know, and when we experience these deeper unexpected losses along the way, you know, sometimes our footsteps begin to falter on things we've depended on so much, right? But those things aren't really meant to fully support us, because remember, things change. If we're relying on friends and family, we just talked about this Wednesday night of Bible study, we're relying on all this stuff, things change. People move, people grow up. Friendships break, right? Things happen. So we can't be so reliant on the world. We can't be reliant on the world because the world changes. You know, we can't simply rely on what surrounds us. And even the people who we love most, because to fully lean on one thing or one person means that they can never leave or change. If we're relying on them, that means you can't ever go anywhere. You can't leave. I need you. But that's not true. People and things do leave and do change. But on Jesus, we can always rely. And hope I got this right. Psalm 27:13-14, which is our main scripture for today. Hear this. I would have laughed, and this comes from David. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. How many of you lost heart in this past year? I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord. You've got to believe that God's going to bring you through the turmoil.
Amen.
He's going to bring you through the muck and the mire in the land of the living. That's us. That's us. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We get ourselves in the way. We don't wait on the Lord. We interject ourselves into our problems and into our surroundings that we don't wait on the Lord. But it says, if we wait on Him and we're in good courage, that He's going to take care of it, He will strengthen your heart.
Amen. Amen.
He will. But if we're not waiting on Him, we get in a way God can't move.
That's right. Amen.
And He says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen? That's so important. We can't force the answers to our prayers. We can't force the answers. We have to wait on Jesus. And when we can't find our way at times, then when the tides turn and struggles seem fierce, when we seem so overwhelmed and the winds blow strong, and He's always there. He's always there. But we get so caught up in our things that's going on that we lose sight and we don't wait on the Lord. We don't wait on Jesus. We don't wait on Him. He's always there, and hope always shines through. It may just be a glimmer sometimes, right? You know, you get that sky, and the sky's all cloudy, but you just see that little bit of sunlight shining through.
Amen.
Right? Sometimes our issues are like that. We have to grab on to that little bit of sunshine. That little bit of S-O-N shine. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But it's enough to whisper the words of His truth. I see you. You're never alone. I'll carry you through the fiercest times into places of peace, and will make your footsteps strong. We have to let Him take care of us. We have to let Jesus take care of us. One day, we had a swimming pool. One day, we always see hawks flying around. And there was a couple of hawks soaring in the sky and just seemingly fearless and bold, just flying around up there. Finding power of the gusts that blew, they float for out without even flapping their wings. They just soar. They don't even flap their wings. They rely on the wind. They rely on the wind to go. They rely on that wind to go higher, stronger. They have a sure foundation beneath their wings. You've got to use Jesus as your sure foundation beneath your wings. Whisper a peace that calms the waves of the storm and the glimmer of light in a dark world. That's who Christ is. He's our hope. Amen? Amen. Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Condition. Those who hope in the Lord.
Amen.
It's a condition. We have to have our hope in the Lord. And our strength will be renewed. 2021 is gone. 2022 is here. Your strength's renewed right now. If you're hoping in the Lord, you got renewed strength. You are stronger than ever. You are stronger than ever. Jesus came to this earth when the skies were black. You know, and it's such a deep symbolic picture of what he came to do. The light of hope ushered straight in against the backdrop of darkness, shining so brightly in a world that sought to destroy his message and power. And that's going on today. The world wants to destroy Jesus. Everybody says, "Happy holidays." What?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. The world has taken Christ out of everything. And you know what? We let it. As Christians, we let it. One lady took prayer out of school. The devil.
That's it.
The devil used one lady to take prayer out of school. But you can't make a king stop shining. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is going to steadily shine. He's going to be there. You can't deny the might of the one who makes the sun to rise. Amen? You can't deny that. You can't deny that. You can never destroy the solid rock, our firm foundation, even amidst the changing times. Because although everything else changes, guess who doesn't? Him. Jesus never changes. Always going to be there. We can always rely on him. He'll never move. He'll never falter. He'll never lie to us. He will always be there.
Amen.
Amen. He will always be there for us. He's stable and sure and steadfast and unwavering. He conquered death to set the captives free. And he reigns forever and graces us with power to live strong, bold lives.
Amen.
But we get caught up in everything going on. Oh, man, last year I just hope 2022 is going to be so much better. Those who hope in the Lord. Right? Or I'll point to this one. It's the same thing back there. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strengths. Soar on wings like eagles. When you're soaring like an eagle, you have a foundation, which is Jesus Christ, every day.
Amen.
Every day. Amen. Not just for 2022 or 2023. I would rapture out of it before the end of the year. That's just my... I'm waiting on it. Yeah, amen. Amen, yeah. Psalm 18:2, NLT version, translation. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me in a place of safety. Jesus brings light, hope, and peace to all. But if you say this scripture, Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me in the place of safety. You've got to mean it. You just can't say the words. You've got to truly believe in your heart the Lord's your rock.
Amen. I know he's not.
Amen. And that's a boulder that nobody can move. We let people move those foundations out from under us. We let people steal our joy.
Not mine, Pastor. Not mine. Not mine. Not today.
Not today. But we let people move our foundation. We let people move our land markers. Right? Back in the day, they would put little markers up to survey their land. Back in the day, Bible times. And then people would go, "I'm going to move this rock over here so I have more land." Right? We let people do that to us. And it causes chaos in our lives. Because we lose our foundation. We lose that protection and that shield. Don't ever doubt or fear that he's not with you. He's always with you. Amen? Always. He hasn't lost control. He hasn't forgotten you, not ever. Sometimes people think, "Oh, God's lost control of the world." What? I've heard people say that. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He has not lost control of this world. Read the Bible. Everything that's happening today
is written.
Is written.
It's written. Yes, it is.
In Luke 21 and Matthew 24, it's there. And Revelation, if you want to dive into that, it's there. People say, oh, I wish I lived in Bible times. I really did. It would have been really cool to walk with Jesus and see all this stuff. Today is Bible times.
Yes, it is.
We're living in Bible times. We got to absorb it and be thankful. Amen. We don't have to be afraid of the storms and the difficult years and uncertainty over the future or changing times. What we just came out of, we don't have to fear what this year is going to bring. Because if the Lord is our rock and the hope of our salvation, we have Him to rely on each and every single day.
Amen.
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 We have Him to get us through any storm, any battle.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And that foundation can't be moved if we stand strong on it.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
The Lord is my rock.
Yes.
Amen. On this I will build my church. Who's the church? Us. Sometimes we let that rock get a little bit of... You ever try to walk in a stream? You step on a rock and it's all slimy. Slide off. Go into the water. Sometimes we let our rock get like that. Sometimes we do. We slip a little bit. We may fall off.
Get back on.
We get back on.
Amen.
Right? We get back on. But don't let anybody kick it out from under you. Do not let anybody kick that foundation out from under you.
There's a lot to try.
There's a lot to try. Amen. Every day. Every day. We always are concerned about tomorrow. We have to live for today.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Because we're not guaranteed the next 2 seconds.
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if the rapture happened right now? But what were you doing when I came and picked you up?
I was praising God.
Yeah, we're out in church.
I'm going to see you in there. We'll see you all right.
Matthew 6:34. I need a drink. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus isn't telling us not to plan for the future. He's not. We can plan for the future. Although if a rapture happens, then you know those plans are going to be kind of altered. But that's okay with me. But He just doesn't want us to worry about it. That's what He's saying. He has our future in His hands, and He's going to make our path straight. When we worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, He doesn't want us to worry about that because He has it. He has it. God has a plan for each and every one of our lives. He does. We don't have to worry about it. We just have to get up, give Him thanks, pray, move forward, and let Him lead us. Let Him lead us. Amen? This is my favorite scripture right here. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. When that says acknowledge, that means submit to Him. Submit each day to Him and trust Him. If we lean on our own understanding, if we interject ourselves into our daily problems and worry about them, then we're going to have all kinds of chaos. We got to get out of the way and let God move.
Amen.
We have to do that. That's what this is saying. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean on what we think. We got to lean on Him. And He is going to make our path straight. We have to submit to the Lord and let Jesus be in control. You know what we do? Each and every one of us? We spend too much time trying to be in control.
Amen.
We spend way too much time trying to control our own destiny. Jesus is in control. We have to let Him, because He knows our way, right? He goes before us. Pure light shining greatness against the skies of darkness. Amen?
Amen.
And when we spend too much time being in control, what do we end up seeing? Darkness. Darkness. Because our problems and our lives and all this chaos going on around us blocks out the light. We have to be a lamp on the what? The light on the hill.
Yes, yes.
Right? Hope rises most powerfully in all storms. And He still whispers His calm assurance to our hearts today, which is peace. Which is peace. Psalm 56, 3, 4. Read these words. I got so blessed putting this message together and reading all these scriptures, and I'm like, I found so much strength in these. When I am afraid, I put my trust in You. In God, whose word I praise. In God I trust, and I am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? But you have to put your trust in Him. You have to. And when you put your trust in Him and you're not afraid, don't be afraid. Don't say, I'm not afraid. You don't be afraid. Right? Let God go before you. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the next 5 minutes. God has it. God has it. This is where we find our hope and our strength for this year coming up. Let it go. Let it go. Start anew. Start fresh in Jesus.
Yes.
Stand on Him for everything. Don't stand on the world. Don't stand on other people. Don't stand on yourselves. Get out of the way and let God work.
Amen.
We pray, and like I said before, we try to rush our answers. No. It's in God's time when we pray. And we'll be good. We'll be good. Find your strength in Him. We're going to go into communion. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink from the cup. At this time, I ask that you prepare your hearts to receive communion. And if you need prayer, come on up. Prepare your hearts. If not, sit there. Speak with the Lord. Clear your hearts so that you can take communion. So at this time, we are going to participate in communion with the Lord first, but then with each other. So then we can bow our heads. Jesus, we thank You for what You've done for us, Lord, for what You've done on the cross, that yes, it is finished. And as we look ahead, Lord, we look ahead to You to be there for us as You always are. And Lord, I pray for this bread, Lord, that represents Your broken body on that cross. And Lord, I just ask You to bless it as we have communion with You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Please partake in the bread. Bow our heads. Jesus, we come to you again and continue to give you thanks, Lord. As we take this cup that represents the blood that you spilled, that you shed, every single drop for each and every one of us, Lord. There's not enough thanks for what you have done for us and what you endured for us. That you took our punishment on the cross, Lord. That you took our sin upon yourself. We thank you, and we magnify you, Lord, and I just ask you to bless this juice as it represents your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Please take and commune with Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please take your cups and throw them in the garbage on the way out. The other thing is, real quick, before we close, is anybody wants to help take the tree down, decorations and such, we're doing that right after church. There's my Communion Sunday slide. I forgot to put it up there.
He understands.
I know he does. Yeah, we're good. I mean,
it was
Jesus.
All the Bible verses. I mean, you were just so lost in the...
What's that?
It was all
the
verses you were so
lost. Yeah. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for helping us make it through this difficult year. Thank you that you carried us through the uncertainty of deep waters. through the flames of trials and through the pain of hard losses. We're constantly aware of how much we need you, your grace and your strength and your power working through us, even on the toughest days. Help us to keep our focus on you this new year. Lord, please forgive us for giving too much time and attention to other things, for looking to other people before coming to you first. Thank you that you came to give new life, peace, hope, and joy. And thank you that your power is made perfect in our weakness. Direct our hearts and minds towards you. And thank you for your reminder that both in seasons of celebrations and seasons of brokenness, you're still with us, for you never leave us. Dear Jesus, thank you for your daily powerful presence in our lives, that we can be assured your heart is towards us and your eyes are over us and your ears are open to our prayers and that you never leave us. Thank you that you surround us with favor as with a shield, and we know that we are safe in your care. As we choose to press in close to you today and keep you first in our hearts and lives, and without you, we would surely fail. But with you, there is great hope. Thank you for your healing power, and thank you for bringing us into this new season up ahead. We look forward to all that you still have in store for us. And as Aaron says, the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.